If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode of The Instance is brought to you by Squarespace at squarespace.com. The kind of website you want to build can be happening right now. If you go to squarespace.com, get a free trial for 14 days. If you like it and decide to stay, use the code INSTANCE at checkout. That will save you 10%. That's squarespace.com and the offer code INSTANCE.
You're listening to Instance.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Instance episode 439. I'm Scott Johnson. Today is Friday, February 19th, 2016. On the line with me, the Europeans are here. First, let's start with Terpster, who's not been here for a while, and we've missed you horribly.
I haven't. Yeah. Well, I missed you guys. I did, literally. I was tuning in. I was turning up on Skype every week, but on the wrong day. and that's going to be the excuse I use. But yeah, no, it's good to try and make time. It's good to be here.
The real question we want answered, though, is who did you miss most?
Yeah, who'd you miss of all of us? Who'd you miss the most?
I would say Bastion Shield is probably who I miss the most.
I miss his
increased range and rotation makes up for it.
Yeah, but we'll get to it. But he got neutered the other day, like hardcore. And
last night.
Yeah, I guess it was just yesterday. Yeah. That's right. And after
it's going to be interesting to discuss.
Yeah, we'll talk about all that. So we'll get to all that. Patrick's also here. Hi, Patrick. Pie Patrick.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Pie Patrick, because I don't know why I put pie in front
of me. Pie Patrick, because pie makes everything better.
That's the truth.
Even me.
No Dills, don't know where he is. I was playing Overwatch with him last night. Maybe he kept on playing and played into the wee hours. I don't know. But that game, man, that game. We're all in huge trouble because
award-winning
of that game.
Game.
Yeah.
Dice.
Did it win something at Dice? So did Heroes, I guess.
Yeah. Heroes
won strategy. What was the title? Some kind of strategy something of the year. Which it must have made them happy, given that it was completely ignored in the esports category at the Video Game Awards.
Yeah, it's strategy and let me find it.
All right,
strategy / something of the year, which is pretty amazing, getting recognized. The category seems a bit strange. It's not the category I would have chosen for Heroes of the Storm, but.
What would you have,
strategy game per se.
Well, what would you have given it? Like, what would you call it?
I don't know, MOBA.
Yeah, I guess MOBA of the year would be good. Right?
Hero team.
It's strategy / simulation game of the year. It certainly isn't a simulation game, and it's not really a strategy game, but it comes from StarCraft, I guess. So anyway, I was happy that it got an award because, as you know, in the past couple of months, I've become a hardcore convert of Heroes of the Storm.
I have a theory about that. You want to hear my theory about that?
Oh, I would like nothing more, Scott.
Okay, here's my theory, and you guys can refute it if you think it's dumb, but I think that you're into Heroes now partially because of the DNA you have in you with fighting games. And I know you're a gigantic Street Fighter fan. You're playing the new Street Fighter V.
And I could go on about that.
Getting your ass handed to you and all that. But
the matchmaking thing is busted. Like, I played. Can I go on a rant?
Yeah, go
like
on a rant. Go for it. Why not? Capcom under the bus here. It's fine.
Nothing about Blizzard, but I'm going to keep it short. Basically, I played for the first couple of days. It went great. I was losing matches, winning matches. It was fine. In the past 2 days, I have lost, I guess, out of the last 30 games I've played, I've lost 28. And I can tell you, if you thought that losing a losing streak in Heroes felt bad, in Street Fighter, I'm still livid. It's infuriating. And It's because mostly I'm getting matched against people who have double the ranking that I do. I'm around 500, or I was before this horrible losing streak that got me to 300. And I'm only getting matched against people who are who have like 1,000 to 2,000 league points. So I don't know if the matchmaker is busted or if it's just that it can't find people bad enough for me to beat.
That's interesting. I'll bet you. I bet you'd beat me. I bet you'd have no problem with me because I'm not very good.
Well,
at that
game. Start playing, Scott. Okay. I want to play someone.
All right. Is it region locked or is it all open to whoever? Do we know?
It's open.
All right. Here's where I think the DNA of that game comes in, though. I think that there is a lot of similarities, and they've even said as much, the Heroes team, with their philosophy toward the MOBA and fighting games. There's a reason they call it a brawler. There's a reason team fights matter more than just you off jungling on your own. There's a reason why the matches are shorter and a little more action-packed. I think that there's kind of a focus to make the characters feel a bit like fighting characters. I know that the, you know, viscerally or you know, mechanically it's very different, but in some ways there's a lot of similarities. So I think that is just a natural inclination for you. I think you like that stuff anyway, and now this is kind of fitting the bill a little bit. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, certainly the frustration feels very similar. there is a little bit of a competitiveness, but I don't think it's very different from any competitive game. Overwatch feels a little bit like this, although it's, yeah, no, I think it's all competitive games have this kind of fueling you when you play them. If you don't have that, you know, if you don't like competitiveness at all, then probably you're not going to like any of those games, I'm guessing.
Terps, do you think these DICE Awards were worthy winnings for Blizzard? You think they deserved it?
Yeah, so it's nice, isn't it? Yeah. So it's nice to win awards. It's a good thing. Yeah, it's good.
I don't see how this hurts anybody. And I saw Mike Morheim retweeting it like crazy. So he was into
yeah,
it,
yeah, he
man.
Loves them.
Yeah, he likes...
Well, it's really... Yeah, it's really nice, as I was saying jokingly earlier, it's really nice to see Heroes being recognized for its qualities. Because I think a lot of players are liking it, but it's being looked at by the press, I think, a little bit like, oh, that third MOBA, right?
Yeah, it has a weird rap because of that. And it's hard to escape. I don't know how they could have done anything to change that, given the ecosystem that already existed with MOBAs, but you're right. And to get some notoriety.
To get into third. Yeah. I think it's a really congested space.
Yeah.
And so for them to come out with, you know, a brand new IP made up of all their old IPs, I think they did really well. I think they did really, really well.
It was an IP sandwich, really. Do you think that, so what would be fourth? Like Smite? Is that number four these days? Like if you had to pick a fourth?
I think so. Yeah, Smite seems like the fourth one. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's sort of, we don't know. We have no numbers, but I would guess Smite is quite behind in numbers.
Well, I mean,
but I don't know.
The easiest way, I think, to take a straw poll is, for example, like Twitch. So League is the most watched game. Dota 2 is just below Hearthstone. Then you've got World of Warcraft still in like the top 10.
Yeah.
And then you have to go scroll down past... StarCraft 2, then you've got Smite, then you've got D3, then you've got Destiny, and then way down there you've got Heroes of the Storm.
See, and that's the... So I wondered, when I saw that, and I agree that usually that's a decent measuring stick, but after I'd seen that, I started thinking, oh, well, wow, that doesn't bode well for the game. That means there's hardly anyone playing, or, you know, whatever I was saying about it. And somebody piped up and said, hold on, not so fast. You need to understand how Twitch... botting and account sharing and all this. There's like a weird subculture, kind of a not dark web, but kind of a weird underbelly to the way all those League streams work. And I don't exactly understand how it is. Yeah, but there's like a lot of accounts that are just the game running and nobody there. Like I don't know that it changes the fact that League is incredibly popular, because the bigger something gets, the more weirdness you see around it, right? That's always sort of the way it works.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I think, to be honest with you, you still have to go quite a way before you see another MOBA in the form of like Hon. And just shortly below Hon is Warcraft 3, The Frozen Throne. So
Heroes of New Earth is still a game. People can play New Earth still? That's still a thing?
Yeah, of course.
Holy crap. I thought that went away. I don't know why I thought that. I thought it was gone.
Oh, yeah. So you've got all those sorts of things. But anyway, so long segue out the way, but you know, they're doing all right. Yeah. Good on them.
Blizzard.
Well done.
Good job,
well
Blizzard.
Done, heroes.
Yeah, you need to hurry up and do well with all those other games because WoW's not going to subscribe to itself for all time. I don't know what that means. Let's play this. I refuse to try to explain my last statement. I have no idea what I meant. World
of
Warcraft.
Completely idiotic.
It really was. Legion coming this summer still. That's the plan anyway. They seem to be consistent with those dates or that time frame. And
sorry, you just said Blizzard's consistent with dates.
That's pretty funny, right? That doesn't make any sense to anyone. No,
on this one, they don't really have a choice because when they do pre-sales, it's different from pre-orders. And when you do a pre-sale, you have to commit to a date. If you don't meet that date, I'm guessing you can reimburse everyone or there's a it's a mess. So for this one, they will definitely have to hold it. But given that I think the way they usually do it is that they look at the date they think they can make it. And then they add like 6 months just to be safe. And they say it will be out by then.
That makes
sense. And then they delay to the point where they said it was going to be out by.
It's also kind of important that this expansion hurries up and gets here because, you know, people are pining for it. We need it. We have system specifications, though. Requirements and minimums and recommendations are out now. And it's a fairly notable increase. This includes the minimum CPU going from a Core 2 Duo to an i5-750, as well as the minimum 2 GB to 4 GB recommended on RAM and 4 GB to 8 GB as the recommendation. So minimum 2 to 4, 4 to 8 recommended. Those are big jumps. I mean, that's double in that case. And in the case of the chip, that's a big jump in the chip. I'll go through the rest of these in a second, but do these jumps, this is the biggest jumps in between expansions ever in the game.
But the i5-750... Yeah. Came out in September 2009.
Yeah.
So oh, wait, it's is that still right? not. Hold yeah, on, hold it's on. Still not like a cutting edge.
Are you sure?
It's pretty. It's quite the opposite of cutting edge. It's like dull.
it was once sharp. Knife wannabe. Now it, you know, yeah. But you could sharpen it up without having to completely redo it. I think what you, the big change is you're now on the i chips versus the Core 2s, the Core 2 Duos and stuff like that. You know, that was kind of early 2000s. Now we're in the late 2000s to 2010s. And it's good. It just, again, we kind of want to see this. This shouldn't be too prohibitive to a lot of MMO or a lot of gamers. And if it is, upgrade your system because you're missing out on so many other good, great games and like looking fantastic. But this hopefully means that Blizzard is giving it more love and detail. And I think, you know, you only have to play the alpha and see the animations and the weight that's in the game and all of these additional things that they're chucking in to bring the game up to date requires that kind of step forward slightly in system specs as well.
See, I thought 2011 or 2012 on that chip, but you're right, 2009, here it is. Also, if you have an AMD, if you're an AMD guy, then you'll need they're going from the AMD Phenom X3 8750 to the Phenom 2 X3 720. Those names are cool.
I don't know what any of it means, but you know, I'm assuming it's good.
Yeah, Phenom. Come on, man, that sounds phenomenal to me.
Phenom.
Drive space, yeah, like 35 gig increased to 45 gigabytes. If you have an NVIDIA video card, they used to be 88 GT. It's increased to a GT 440. These are all minimums. What they recommend is a little bit higher. They're recommending Windows 10, straight up recommendation. They're not saying 7 or 8. I mean, they'll say it'll work with 7, 8, and 10, but they want you to do 10. They want you to get an i5-2400. They want you to get a NVIDIA GTX 470 that's what it used to be. Now it's a GTX 750 Ti. That's a pretty high-end card. I mean, it's not, you know, screaming.
That is a high-end card. That's a 2 years old, maybe.
Yeah,
But the Ti's are the good ones.
I guess all I'm saying is,
is it 2 years? It's about two years.
Yeah, it's about 2 years.
Well, we're 960s at the moment, aren't we? 950s.
Yeah,
so
yeah, but it's not every year.
Well, they never did an 800 series, did they?
Right. Let's have a Google on it.
Yeah, I don't think they did an 800 series, so they went straight from 750s to the 900s, so it may even be shorter than you're thinking. My point is that yes, they're staying behind the cutting edge for a reason. It's to give the most possible players on PCs to be able
to play.
I'm
saying here the TI came out February 18th, 2014.
Oh, okay. See, even newer. But here's
PCX,
my...
PCX 750 Ti,
my,
yeah.
My point is, doesn't this... I mean, even though they're still trying to make it as compatible with as many people as possible, this is still them pushing it harder than before. I mean, that's usually like, make it last forever and go far back as possible, but...
Well...
Do you think there's pressure on them?
The minimum settings.
Go ahead.
Pressure?
Well, I mean, pressure from gamers to like, all right, look, I'm going to say something now that may be taken as a little controversial, but when you look at the game today, you are no longer impressed. There are things about WoW and the engine that you're like, wow, I can't believe they squeezed that out of this game this many years later. But in many respects, it is an 11-year-old game and it looks like it, okay? The way things are done in other games are making it look like an old game.
The engine has been continually developed and iterated on over the past decade and more.
Sure.
So it is an old game, but they're constantly adding new shaders and support and trying to innovate within that engine. Mm-hmm. It's not as pretty as some other games are, but ultimately they just did the racial revamp with all the player characters getting upgraded, and now they're doing animations in this one. They've made big efforts to try and update the visual appeal of the game.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Before that, it was very much like, hey, that's the game that my dad plays, less so than that's the game I want to play.
Right.
And I think that's cool. That's cool. And I think that we benefit from it looking better. But it does help further the immersion, I guess, of the experience.
All I'm saying is, like, if you go look at Greymane. Gen Greymane in Heroes of the Storm, okay? Look at that model, and then go look at that same model in-game right now with the new human model from Warlords. Go look at him standing around and...
Well, they have redone him in Legion, so he's a custom character in Legion.
Yeah.
So they've redone his art. If you go to the Legion website, you can see him on there. They've redone Sylvanas as well. She's got a less skin-exposed outfit, almost like an actual armor piece. So visually, they've tinkered. And I think that the heroes characters are always the coolest and best iteration you could imagine for any of the characters that feature in any of the games.
And I'm not trying to compare the two engines. All I'm saying is the WoW engine is old, and as much as they tweak it and make new things happen, it's still old. So what I meant by the pressure comment earlier, Patrick, is there's got to be some desire on their part to jump ahead a little bit, like. With what they're doing visually with even Overwatch is just insane. It's a beautiful, beautiful game.
But the scale is a completely different thing, though.
No, you're right.
Overwatch is a contained map with, five players on each side.
Yeah.
Whereas World of Warcraft is a humongous, persistently loaded, continent that has, all of these different zones and doodads populated within it. And then, up to, 100,000 players running through the same bit. It's a completely different scale.
Well, there isn't 100,000 players running through the same bit.
Well, yeah, but let's say 100 or 1,000 players, like on launch and stuff, and then everyone starts spamming Arcane Explosion and the server crashes.
Right.
There is a limit to what you can do.
That's true.
You're not wrong. I guess all I'm saying is there are, and these other games are not competing very well with WoW, so don't get me wrong. I'm not saying these are successful examples, but if you go look at just about any other MMO made in the last 3 or 4 years, I was specifically just playing that Korean one. I just forgot the name of Blade and Soul.
Blade and Soul.
Gorgeous, beautiful games with huge expansive areas that load on the fly, full of hundreds and sometimes thousands of people. Like, we're further along, and if Blizzard could just scrap it all and do a new engine without any impact on the player base, they would, of course, do that if it didn't mean, huge cost and time. So I understand. I understand all the limitations, but at some point they are saddled with an older piece of tech on their back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, I'm not sure that they would completely redo the engine if they could. There, as Terps was saying, can I call you Terps?
That's what everyone's doing. It's the hot new thing, dude.
They have been improving it significantly. I mean, go back and look at the game 10 years ago. Yeah. It is seriously not the same thing. It looks very different.
We used to play in 4x3. That's the craziest thing. I used to play WoW on a CRT monitor in 4x3.
Yep.
And that was the recommended spec, crazy.
Yeah, 17-inch, I think.
Yeah, we used to play on the CRT. I had a gigantic gigantic CRT
huge.
Monitor that
I had a
20
21 CRT.
Inch.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, 20, always bigger, inch. Always bigger.
It was crazy.
Terpstra, I'm surprised you had a baby at all. Those things make everyone sterile. Those things were so big and beefy and throwing off all kinds of radiation. Anyway, sorry,
but
Patrick.
Because I was so much younger, it was just hit my brain. So I just got severe right. Learning okay. Difficulties. All less right. So than I'm still as potent as ever. Don't worry.
No, what I'm not worried about, but I'm sort of wondering about is how the Macs are going to fare with these settings, because minimum specs, any computer is going to do okay. And that includes Macs as well. But recommended, I would like to see specs on that GTX 750 Ti. And see how it fares compared to the integrated graphics chips on Intel CPUs that the Macs are equipped with nowadays, because most of them don't have, NVIDIA or Radeon chips anymore. They only have the Intel one. So I'm wondering if the quality of the game is going to be a little bit less than than Mac players are used to. It's going to run, the minimum specs are still very low. Yeah. But most Macs, I'm wondering if they reach the recommended specs.
Yeah, I'm worried about that too. Like I've got a Mac Pro with AMD chips in it, but that is rare now. All of the iMacs and the notebooks and stuff are all going to be running, nice, beefy, for what they're worth, Intel chips, but they're not necessarily going to be up to spec for this. So I don't know. I mean, they've always been so good about supporting their Mac player base since really the beginning.
Well, it's going to run. I don't want anyone to misunderstand what I'm saying. It is definitely going to run on Macs. The minimum specs are well within the spec line of the Macs. It's just that you might need to limit your graphics quality a little bit. You might. I'm curious, but you might need to limit the graphics quality more than you've had before if you have a newer Mac, ironically.
Because the newer
ones have Intel integrated chips, whereas the older ones might have had discrete graphics chips that, again, ironically, run better in 3D than the new integrated Intel chips as well.
Yeah, potentially anyway. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. With them not doing a version of Overwatch for Mac, at least not yet, it's going to put conspiracy in some people's heads about this. And they're going to think, well, this is just another case of them moving away from the platform, and that's maybe possible. I don't think so.
I wouldn't go that far.
They love Apple over there. They're big fans. They always have.
Yeah, a lot of people play on Mac still, I think, for WoW. Yep. I mean, I don't know the numbers, but just speaking to people, I think it's pretty much if you have a Mac, you probably have or do play World of Warcraft because your assortment of games is that much smaller.
Right. You don't have the options to play everything, so play that. Makes perfect sense. Anyway, so that's out there now. I don't know if people are up to spec, but if they want to read more, Blizzard released those officially, so you can start getting ready to upgrade or whatever the crap you're going to do before that stuff hits. So let's see here. A couple of players, this is interesting, a couple of players unlocked all 2,511 of World of Warcraft's achievements. Now, when I heard this, I thought, wait, someone hadn't already done this, but apparently not. Apparently that is a huge accomplishment.
There have been in the past people who've done all the achievements. I remember there was a player on the Asian Realms who did it back in, I want to say, like Wrath of Lich King, maybe it was.
That's when they were
Cataclysm,
introduced.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
But this is now all of the current achievements in the game.
So this could change every expansion,
madness.
I guess. Like every expansion, somebody could do new achievements. Anyway, there are a lot of them. They're very hard to do. I can't even imagine doing it, but according to WoW Progress, a few others are trying to catch up to these two dudes. They are two Alliance players, a human priest from Russia and a night elf druid from the U.S. Look at them reaching across the divide of communism and capitalism and joining hands finally together in a one unified cause to do something dumb in a video game. Anyway,
I thought it was Rocky III that did it, but it probably was this.
Four, you mean four, right? Wasn't three Mr. T? I think three was T.
Oh, you're right. You are right.
Yeah, because two is the revenge where he wins instead of losing. Spoiler.
He dies.
And
Who dies? No one dies. Someone dies? Oh, yeah. Apollo Creed dies.
I said if he dies, he dies. That's what happens.
So last week we had someone ask what they could do to create things to enjoy in the game if they were a little bit bored. That could do it. do every achievement there is in the game.
Yeah.
That would give you stuff to do.
There's plenty to do. And don't forget.
You have a spare year.
Yeah.
Then trying to every. Oh, wow.
Well, look at this. So this is, so in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, that's quests and that's all the raid things. And then you start to really get into it and you're like, wait a minute, that's 250 toys you've got to get. That's all the pets. That's every achievement within the pet system. That's killing 500 Pandaren players in Ashran alone for the crazy PvP achievements. The arena achievements, like I could go on. The mythic raid achievements, everything. Like that is no small piece of cheese that you're biting off there.
It's insane.
Yeah. It so insane. I don't want the Alliance players to get a big head over this or anything, but they were Alliance, I guess. I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but maybe they cheated. They're Russian. They could have hacked it. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, maybe.
I'm just going to throw that whole country into
the
bus.
I mean, the human priest, you know, they get increased rep, humans.
Yeah.
So maybe he had a slightly easier grind to diplomat or could, something like that.
Could have been. Could have been. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, more details up at Kotaku.com. That's where they talked about these two guys. And you can read more about their 2,511 achievement unlocks. Also, if you like the Warcraft movie and you're looking forward to it, two things are happening. One, yes, Scott is planning on renting a movie theater in June. Yes, you can come see the movie, but
I'm going to rent one in May.
Shut up. I hate you guys over there. Yeah, you are getting it early. How much earlier are you getting it, though?
We get it May 30th.
What the hell, dude?
Wait, when is it coming like out in Japan? Early. I'm going to be in Japan.
What are you doing in Japan?
I'm going to be in Japan for a couple of months. Didn't I tell you that?
No, you're Ryu cosplay? Like, what's going on? What are you doing over there?
Yeah, he's going over there to learn how to play Street Fighter better.
That would be the place to do it.
Yeah.
It's like Rocky 8.
No, I'm just...
Eight.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm enjoying the fact that, first of all, I don't have children like you guys. Yeah. And the fact that I can work from anywhere. And, you know, I have a very complex love-hate relationship with Japan, which is mostly love at the moment. Mm. And my wife and I thought, you know what we could do because we're crazy? Mm. We could go live in Japan for a couple of months. So we're going
That's
to.
That's crazy. As well.
What are you going to do? Like Airbnb? Like where are you staying? Like,
we're going to... Rent a place, rent an apartment.
That sounds
great. It's a complicated process because those freaking Japanese, coming back to the love-hate thing, they don't want to rent anything to you if you're not like a resident of Japan and a Japanese person. So I had to find a very kind person who would rent it for me. And anyway, but it's...
Plus all their beds are like a half a meter tall too. So you got to have your feet hanging on. I've been there, dude. I didn't know what it was like. It was a nightmare for a 6'4" guy. It was terrible.
Well, thankfully I'm not.
Or Goliath, as he's still known over there.
The great white lion.
Anyway. When is it coming out?
Okay. Warcraft the movie comes out May 30th in your neck of the woods there, Terpster. And then I guess the premiere is like a week later
it's called
here.
Warcraft the Beginning. Yeah. Can we just highlight what?
Is it really? Is it?
Yeah, that's at least in the UK, that's what it's been called.
Really?
I want to check this. Yeah, I didn't just.
Now, I know
this.
That this is a thing do. Like the original Captain America and over some overseas markets was not called Captain America, the First Soldier or whatever
Avenger.
It is. Or the First. It was just called
so
the
UK,
First Avenger.
It's called Warcraft : The Beginning.
Wow.
Which to me says the sequels have been greenlit, which is a good sign. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what we've got. We've got Warcraft the Beginning coming out. On May 30th, though it's same release date, June 3rd here, which is wrong.
Yeah,
it's May 30th.
Oh no, it doesn't have a release date in Japan. What am I gonna do?
Oh, what are you gonna do? You're gonna have to watch some anime. You watch some anime bullshit all day. That's what you have to do.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have to cancel the trip.
Hey, look at maybe you'll find an anime with like a tortured hero with weird hair and some old dirty man that hangs around with him the entire time.
Honestly, that could also be the plot to Warcraft. We don't know. So let's be careful throwing them stones.
Everyone keep your emails to yourselves. Anime is just fine. I'm just throwing out some stereotypes. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Anyway, so I was going
to
tell you about...
We're going to do some stuff on the lead up to it here at Yogs. So I'm hoping I get to at least dress up as a Stormwind guard. But I don't think I will be able to.
Oh my lord, that'd be amazing.
But they've got, so the thing is, so what you were talking about is you can now on Weta Workshop's kind of merch page, you can start buying like the swords.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not too bad. I don't know if I'm just really out of touch, but like $250 for like King Lane's sword is really cool to me. That seems like a really affordable sword. I don't know what a sword costs.
Yeah.
But I would have thought, I mean, they look amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a one-for-one replica. I just think that's really, really cool.
Yeah, there's orc.
I mean, the ring.
Yeah, the ring. Look at that.
The lion head ring is $250. I kind of feel like they've priced it all wrong.
Right. So there's foot soldier armor, but these are 1/6 scale, a lot of these. So that's the thing to keep in mind. So, like, for example, the Doomhammer of Orgrim is the one I really want. And I saw the price of $49. I'm like, sold. And then I read, oh, wait, that's 1/6 scale, which is still super cool, but that's like a little plaquey thing you put on your desk. It's not like a huge Doomhammer. But all of these, Axe of Durotan, Skullbreaker of Blackhand, like all this stuff in 1/6 scale is here. They have one-to-ones, though, like $249 for the Sword of the King, Sword of Lothar. Let's see, the Royal Guards stuff, the shields. Oh, no, wait, the shield is...
The shields
those are pins. Those are pins.
No, it's a pin. It's a pin.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is pretty good pricing.
Lothar's sword looks pretty cool. I mean, it looks a bit elvish for my liking.
Yeah. Cool, though.
I think they're really cool props.
You'll probably get some free Yogscast. People always get free cool things.
Well, no. I probably have to buy one, but I probably will buy one. I want to get this. I want to get the King's sword. It just looks really cool.
Yeah, it's badass.
I have my Blizzard 5-year sword that I haven't put up on the wall yet.
What? Yeah. Hold that up. Do you have it right here?
Can I see it?
Yeah. Well, I have to open the box. Do you want me to go open the box?
Yeah, this is totally worth it. This is totally worth it.
I think this past holiday season, they all got given Lost Vikings statuette. If you look in Duncan's, got Duncan Jones, the director on there. If you look in Patrick's webcam at the moment, you can see on the shelf behind him, he's got a little Hearthstone on a plaque. That was 2013.
Yeah.
He's got a Kerrigan model on the top, which is from, when was that from? But it was a holiday award. Yeah. He's got the Loot Goblin next to it.
Yeah.
So basically Blizzard employees get these cool holiday gifts every year.
Yeah. There was a Hearthstone, glowing Hearthstone lamp or something.
That's what he's got there. If you look at him now, he's got a glowing Hearthstone turned on.
Yep.
He's just digging out his sword. This is the sexiest after 5 years.
Yeah, this is great. It's like a golf tournament we're calling here. It's like, we see Or do David Attenborough. You could do a David Attenborough.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Here we go.
So the Frenchman now takes his scissors and cuts open the box. Inside, we can only hope that he doesn't have a large dildo. Whoops, wrong box. It is a dildo. The sword's in the other box. He replaces the styrofoam and looks elsewhere.
Dude, I could use you for most of my life.
Wow.
Oh, wow, look at that.
This looks cool.
Ooh.
So is this the actual... So what they used to do is every year was different.
Yeah.
And then now they've done a new one and they're forever be the same. So it's like a Warcraft sword.
That's beautiful.
No, this is an original. I think it was the year after I left that they started doing that.
That was... And you left 2013?
So Patrick has the last of the... special alternating whatever year you're on swords.
That's
now
incredible.
You'll just get a blizzard design one, which probably still be badass. But
I don't know if you can see it. I'm gonna try not to cut my hand off, but there's a little blizzard.
Oh wow! Look at that. Blizzard on it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wow, that's really
listeners
cool.
at home, I know you can't see this, but I'll put a screen grab of Patrick showing off his sword, if you know what I'm saying, a little bit later here.
It looks really cool.
Yeah, very really nice. Cool. Well, the old war music fit nicely. Oh, that's the best music in the game.
Sure it did. Yeah.
Anyway, so if you want to get your spending your money on, go to Wetanz, that's WETANZ.com/Warcraft, and you too can own a bunch of memorabilia for the film.
I struggle buying these often because they are considered weapons, and you're not normally allowed to post them internationally.
Is that true?
See.
I didn't
know. Yeah, well, I struggled buying a Doomhammer, so the Blizzard to have a sideshow... replica Doomhammer, and we bought one, but we had to end up buying it off eBay. We couldn't buy it from the actual reseller.
That's just an international thing. You could do it here in the States.
Yeah, evidently. I mean, it is a massive war mace, but I mean, I think the swords are probably going to be subject to the same stuff.
Well, maybe because they're in New Zealand, maybe that makes a difference. I don't know.
Maybe they're quite laid back there.
Y'all talk weird.
And ever since Sauron was vanquished, they understood that they could take it a bit easier.
Band mating. All right, let's do a. That's my. That's my Murray.
That's good.
Yeah, it was all right. Let's do some Heroes of the Storm talk. Saturday at. I wanted to just let people know about this date, and then we'll talk about some real stuff here. But Saturday, the 11th. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Myself and the other two co-hosts of the Core podcast, the Into the Nexus podcast, Lords of the Storm podcast, and Stormcast, all the hosts of those shows, will all be together doing a Heroes Charity Brawl, which you can find at heroescharitybrawl.com. And it's a charity for Make-A-Wish. We decided to go with one that Blizzard also likes. And we're going to be playing a bunch of wacky games. Imagine mid lane only. Imagine only being able to use your Q ability for an entire match.
I can't imagine these things, Scott. They're too wacky.
reverse drafting, like all kinds of wacky ideas, all for charity. Absolutely every penny goes to the charity. We've already done a bunch of the money, which shocks me.
This Saturday, so tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Uh-huh. 11 a.m. Pacific.
7 p.m. GMT.
That's correct.
11 a.m. PST.
3 hours of this stuff. And it's all during the Experience Points stream time, which will be held live at frogpants.com/Twitch. Or, like I said, all the details are at Heroes Charity Brawl.
Is anyone running a book on it? Or is it just charity?
You could.
Am I a little flatter?
Go ahead. You can do a little side, little peripheral.
Are you going to win, Scott?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Some insider info?
I know I'm good. Oh, yeah. I know that I'm probably not nearly as good as anyone else who I'm playing with. So take that for what it's worth. I'm a good player, but...
Okay, but your team is good?
Yeah, our team's strong. Gorath and John are excellent players. They're incredible, actually. So I don't. I feel
if
like they'll
carry.
Anyone
wants in on that action?
Yeah.
Hit me up on Twitter.
Yeah, he's the.
Let's get some money.
At Lone Shark Terpster on Twitter. Well, hello, friends. Scott here to tell you about our sponsor today, Squarespace.com. You know, Squarespace has been around for a long time now, helping you make websites that are rad, not just any old throwaway website, like professional grade stuff. And you don't need to be some kind of crazy programmer or anything. Let's say you want to make a, I don't know, Uther fan page, and it's all about Uther and his fantastic leadership skills, or whatever it may be. I don't know, focus on hunters in the game, whatever it is. And you're thinking, I don't have the place to do this, the servers and the coding and the know-how. Don't worry about it. Go to squarespace.com. Try it out. Try it right there. Free trial. No credit card required. And once you decide to stay for your UtherLightbringer.com fan page, or whatever your domain may be, use this code, Instance at checkout. That's 10% off with Instance as your checkout. We'd like to do that for you. Make you that deal at squarespace.com. Build it. Beautiful. All right, now let's talk about the giant elephant in the room. And I don't mean Winston. let's talk about Overwatch. So, Overwatch.
What do you think think an elephant is, Scott? Just out of interest.
It's a bad, another bad comparison.
Man, you look like an elephant. Look how hairy you are.
Once more, into the breach. All right, so we've been playing this game a lot. Overwatch is real good. And this, we talked a ton about it last week. I know Terpster hasn't been here, so we haven't really gotten... Actually, let's do that first before we talk about this patch and some of these changes. What do you think of this game?
We can just jump into it now, really. Obviously, since it's returned with a vengeance.
Yeah.
The progression system is really fun. Mm. The loot crates are great if you like sprays. But you know, that's the joy of it, I guess, at the moment. Is you just have to see what you get.
Yeah.
It does feel good playing, and it needed to have some form of persistent progression. They've wanted to kind of bring it away from having it tied to characters and just tied to the player, because they seem to really want to push this. You know, we think you guys should, you know, change character based on, you know, what the map's dictating at the time and the other team and the meta, that, you know, all of that. So I think that it makes sense from their perspective. I still would like to, you know, get like 50 kills as Bastion and then unlock a master skin or something like that.
Yeah.
But I get why they don't want that. Yeah. But they're really cool. I love it. It's great. The balance is evolving all the time.
Hard. It's
still
hard.
Still play Torbjorn.
Mm-hmm.
Torbjorn got kind of semi-nerfed last night.
Yeah.
But he's still ridiculously OP.
I think the thing that got nerfed. The thing that should have gotten nerfed on Torbjorn is his gun. I think his turrets are probably okay, but that gun is way too good for what he is.
Well, because you go level one, level two now, so you don't have level three unless you ult, and you don't need scrap to make the turret, so your turrets just perma up.
Yeah.
And the amount of time, every time I play with a Torbjorn, it ends up being play of the game with someone. Not when I play it, obviously.
So,
but
wait.
It still seems to be able to pick up more kills.
Right.
Have you played since the nerf earlier today or yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, because there's one element of the nerf which isn't mentioned in the patch notes. The turrets, Torbjorn's turrets, now have a little bit of delay for tracking whatever they're shooting at. It's not insta, target anymore.
Doesn't snap to target, yeah.
Right, and that is an enormous nerf. It's basically to the point where I'm wondering if Torbjorn is going to be worth anything anymore. Well, maybe that's overstating it a little bit, but it's certainly something that makes the turrets gigantically less of a threat than they were before. And conversely, since he can just put them up really quickly and get them to level two in 5 seconds, as we were saying last week, it changes the play style a little bit. It means that you can put up a turret and almost kind of forget about it.
Yeah.
And yes, your gun, your rivet gun thing, is going to be a lot more important because your turret is less important than it was before. So,
well, they had to do something, dude, because holy shit, the turret meta was a problem. Like, it was bad. Like, you couldn't do a game where it wasn't 5 Bastions and 2 Torbjorns down there in the hole, and you can't even have 7 players. I don't even know why I said there were 7.
You just needed 2 or 3 turrets, and you had everything locked down.
Pretty much. Go ahead.
Certainly now, with the changes they've made to Bastion, basically, they've made him a little bit more efficient in recon mode and a little bit less efficient in sentry mode. Basically, they halved, more than halved, his life, his health pool, because he used to have 600 bonus, 300 bonus armor when he was in sentry mode. Maybe it wasn't all bonus, but maybe it wasn't all armor. But he's basically now, he has to move around a lot more than he did. And he's basically a roaming turret at this point. He's not going to be setting up and never move again. He has to move a good portion of the time to be efficient. Yeah. I think Bastion is okay. I'm wondering just a little bit about Torbjorn, if they're not going to have to make him a tiny little bit better. But we'll see how it plays out.
All I know is
needed changes.
All I know is that in seven or eight games yesterday, I saw no Torbjorns and we saw no Bastions. And that has been the opposite of what we've seen for the last 2 weeks in all the games I've been playing.
I still just play Bastion. I'm sorry, but he's so powerful.
I love him, even
with the change.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is just having the ability to just heal, mm-hmm. It's just makes it so easy, really.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But We'll see. Like I said, it's always, well, I say always, it's currently in the beta evolving, and they're playing a lot, just trying to figure out, you know, where things make sense and not. So I'm happy.
Yeah, it's good.
The thing is, I kind of agree with you, Mark, but who calls you Mark?
You did. You just did.
I agree with you, T. But the thing is, they can be annoying, but they're not more annoying than another character that you have to, you know how to deal with anymore. Bastion, if you know how to deal with him, you're going to be able to take him out. You can find, Widowmakers or Tracers that are incredibly annoying, but if you know how to deal with them, you're going to be able to take care of them. It's the same thing with Bastion and even Torbjorn now. Before the nerf, it took, you know, 3 players entire dedication for like 30 seconds or a minute in order to get rid of those turrets, especially if you had 2 or 3 of them. And that is it's not that you couldn't deal with them. It was that it was a disproportionate amount of tedium to deal with them. And it took an immense amount of effort, where dealing with any other character took a reasonable amount of effort. And now they've brought it back down to, yes, of course, you can own with a Bastion. And I have myself been sitting down on a payload for a couple of games this afternoon, just owning everything around because people still didn't really know how to deal.
I love the trade-off though from not having a shield anymore but having the 360.
I agree.
It doesn't punish you as much for like, oh, I press shift slightly at the wrong time and now I'm kind of slightly out of field. Bastion just to me always feels like just a really fun character to play. It's not as stressful, I think, because once you lock yourself down, you can you're able to regen. You can move out of the way a bit if you want to, but ultimately it feels a little bit more forgiving. And I like it as a sort of mid tier character. I love playing characters like Pharaoh and Soldier 76.
Yeah.
I think that those characters with that kind of fun mobility that isn't too off the chain. Mm-hmm. It gets really fun. D.Va's had a slight adjustment made to her. It's strange actually. They've made it easier for her to get her mech back now. Mm-hmm. And I've always felt that it's too easy for her to get her mech back because she's so quick and small and hard to hit when she's out of her mech. I don't know the about problem, that still.
But the problem there wasn't that it was difficult for her to get it. It was that was taking too much time. Mm-hmm. It meant that your team was without a tank for too long. So she was not at doing what she was supposed to do. And, you might even have considered that it's better to die, especially if you have a teleporter to come back as an actual tank than to just mess around for a minute and a half as little mech-less D.Va while your team is getting hammered.
Totally agree, because that's what I would actually end up doing a lot in matches because it was so slow to come around. Even if I was being a really good shot with my gun and staying out of fire somehow, which again is rare, if you're trying to do both those things, you're going to die. I would sometimes just say, well, I'm out of the mech, kill me quick because I'll be back here before you know it. And that was faster with the death cooldown and me flying back over there than it was waiting around to get my mech again. So I'm actually all for this change. She's much more fun to play, in my opinion, now. And because I can't stand her downtime. It's kind of the worst thing ever. And I think it's an okay thing. It just needs to be tweaked and balanced. And this goes a long way to do that for me. So I'm actually okay with it. The person giving me the most trouble right now, though, by far, it went from turrets all the time to May is my nightmare character on the other side. I don't know what happened.
Just ice walls.
Oh, my Lord, dude. I don't know if everyone just suddenly got great with her or if this some of her changes did something. I don't think so. They're mostly nerfs. But she just is killing me. Like, just killing
me. No, I think it's people evolving, the meta evolving. People were gravitating towards the easier to grasp characters at first, and then after a few days they try different characters, and May is really powerful. I remember it was the same thing when they first introduced her. She's very annoying to deal with, and you really have to know, she's basically a counter to certain characters that are themselves kind of annoying. So you have to switch to another, I don't know, for example, Pharah is probably going to be easier to deal to deal with May. McCree is going to help you doing that. Things like that, And I'm guessing you're playing characters that are a little bit more fragile and that have more mobility.
Depends. Scott? Depends. I go back and forth, but lately I'm very tanky. But it's her freezing me in place thing. And if she's playing with a well-coordinated team, she's just clutch because if I'm rolling around in there as Winston or Junk or Roadhog rather, or somebody like that, I've got to kind of be in close to do maximum damage. And she does just her alternate, freeze you thing to make you slow down. And if the rest of her team's responding to that, they'll just melt me because I'm frozen.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. That's the thing. Again, if you're sat in sentry mode as Bastion, all of a sudden everyone's standing still.
Oh, it's the best.
And just eating a million bullets. It's beautiful.
It's guaranteed play of the game right there, right? You just, absolutely.
Well, not if, again, Torbjorn has a turret out at some point. But Patrick's saying that that's not happening, but it's still happening. But anyway.
The problem with those is every once in a while I get real proud of a Torbjorn whose replay is him out using his rivet gun as part of the play. The ones I hate is when it's just a camera and him hammering
base.
Yeah. Best thing I've seen in the game in a long time ago. Easily my favorite thing I saw in the game last week before this change. I couldn't stop laughing. So we're in this match. Again, this is when turrets are at an all-time high. And then once again, Torbjorn gets play of the game. I'm like, damn it, we're going to have to watch this guy hammer on his thing or whatever. But here's the funny bit. During his replay, it was him running back from getting health or something, ran up behind one of his teammates who is currently playing Bastion and started hammering on Bastion and confused what turret it was. He didn't know that this wasn't his turret. And if that doesn't illustrate what the turret problem was very succinctly in about 30 seconds.
That would be really cool if that worked.
It doesn't
work.
That
show would be awesome.
You should be able to heal Bastion.
He just kind of hammered in the air and then realized what he was doing and cut back by the end of the thing. And he got my vote.
Play the game.
I gave him my vote just because that was so freaking funny. But the turret meta seems to be in a very different place today than it was a couple of days ago. So I think that's good. What else? Oh, the thing they didn't say about Bastion that's not even in the notes, and I don't know why they didn't include it, but his reload animation is faster. So
yeah, his reload's faster. Yeah. And his tank mode is 450 health.
Yeah.
Is
that lower or higher?
And I think he drops in and out of sentry faster.
Is it 450? I don't think he gains health when he...
No, for the tank, not for the sentry.
Just for the tank.
Oh, for the tank. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Right. For tank mode, which... I don't know why he needed that buff, but anyway. I freaking hate that sound. Yeah. I hear that and I want to just die.
It's great. It's great. And I love seeing everyone grouped up before I hit Q.
Here are the three words. Here are the three phrases I don't like in that game. Or I've got you in my sights. I don't like that one. And I don't like
it's high noon.
Oh, shit. Get out of here. Everything else I can deal with. Everyone else
is. Oh, I'm loving McCree.
Oh, you know what else?
I started playing McCree. He's really awesome to play.
He's pretty great. He's really good. My favorite thing to hear though in the game is either let's drop the beat or actually it's let's break it down. We all get our stuff. I am in love.
I hated him so bad
when they announced him. I thought I don't want to play that thing. I don't want to go near that character. It's so stupid. He is now one of my favorite like top three characters right now.
I agree.
Love Lucio.
And don't you love him on the new maps where you can get people off the map, like make them fall to their deaths in the most satisfying way there is?
His alt mouse button thing is so good.
It's fantastic.
It's so good. He's just so much fun to play, and I like his ridiculous attitude. And more the game is leaking little bits and pieces of story, and you're starting to hear little things back and forth between characters. You're like, oh, that's the other thing I noticed. There was a patch before this one. Very small sort of hot fixy thing that they didn't even talk about. And the day I played before that, game's just normal. Next day I get in, everybody's chatty as hell. Did you guys notice this? Suddenly all the characters are talking way more than they used to. I'm telling you.
I don't remember it was during a patch, but yeah, certainly it's been happening. I remember there was I was playing Genji in Hanamura, and I walk around and in the starting area where you have all of the arcade machines.
Yeah.
And he looks at them. I mean, Genji, I'm looking at them and Genji goes like, oh, I have spent many of my days during my misspent youth in this place. Yeah. And you're like, yes, Genji is a gamer.
Genji
awesome.
Also, or Hanzo, I heard Hanzo tell McCree that he wasn't a very good student. And that made me go, wait a minute, what a minute? What the crap you got?
Hanzo are you sure?
And McCree?
That's
absolutely.
Story.
And McCree went, oh, that's, listen, I wasn't that bad. It was something. He replied something to him. And I went, wait a minute.
You're thinking of someone else, old man.
And then, you know, just little things like every once in a while someone will mention something you haven't ever heard. And you'll go, wait, what did he say? Because you're getting little pieces of story.
Which is your favorite quote from the entire game?
Oh my gosh, dude.
I'll start.
I think I know one. When Lucio, because it's wrong and I'm an idiot, but I thought Lucio, every time he said, let's amp it up, I thought he was saying, let's F it up. I was sure of it.
That'd be good.
And I thought that was great. And now I know it's not. So anyway,
it would be good.
That's probably my favorite.
I really like McCree saying, justice ain't gonna dispense itself. They're like, I know, I've gotta dispense justice. That's why I'm here.
Well, sometimes it rains from above, so be careful. Terpster, what do you like?
It's tough, I guess.
Yeah.
No, I like. I think I've got to say that. You know, Cheers, love. The cavalry's here.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, is my favorite.
It must be because they don't stereotype British people.
Great about being, being British.
Does she have to say?
I think that it's just
they don't do that with any character. It's not like Widowmaker is going like one shot, one kill.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you could say they're
sexy
all
sexy French lady. Who is also dangerous.
I really like the way they have, like, they all have an accent, but it's light enough that you can still understand. I think it's done very respectfully. I like it.
I do too. That adds a lot of character.
Says something like it gets better with age, or something like that. Yeah. When you get a kill streak, I quite like that.
We're all soldiers now. Like he's constantly just like this. I'm Batman. I don't know. I'm starting to hear it in my sleep though. Seriously, I'm playing it way too much, and I'm hearing him say things like, just get this, we'd have had this payload delivered already and whatever. He is a real pisser.
You know, I like to think when I hear Soldier 76, for me, he's the embodiment of my God.
Who?
Of Metzen.
Oh, Chris Metzen. I think you're dead on with that. I think that is exactly the archetype that character represents. Yeah, it's him, dude.
100%.
Yeah, he's 100%. Aging. He's still in the game. He's, it's all that stuff. I guarantee it. I'll bet you he wrote that character very specifically. Maybe he didn't even know it.
He doesn't turn into some sort of Mary Sue, though, and it's just all about 76 saving the day.
Right. Well, maybe
he ends up getting with Agra, and you're like, what? What's happening now?
Hold on.
And they have a little orc baby. Hang on, this has got weird.
What's Metzen's birthday? What's his birth year? Hold on.
1976.
Is it really?
No.
No, but 73, so that can't be it.
Okay.
Dang it. I was hoping there was some other. We got to find some connections. Anyway, but what this actually speaks to, I think, is worth talking about for a second. That all of these little bits are adding up to me being very, very interested in this world and having it fleshed out and expanded upon with those digital shorts coming out and whatever else they're working on. I've never felt that way about a shooter, really. Even shooters that are story-based, I'm way more invested, for example, in even somebody as dumb as Junkrat's backstory than I am in, like, the lead protagonist in a Call of Duty game. And that's weird to me that I feel that way, you know?
Oh, I'm not sure, compared to Captain Price and Soap, let's not just throw around, Call of Duty is a,
all right. They were all right.
I had a strong bond.
Yeah.
UAV online. Right, Soap, take them out. Boom, get down. That's the sort of character you can really get behind.
Yeah.
If Tracer had that voice, wouldn't that be amazing?
Oh my gosh.
That'd be amazing.
It would be
cavalry's here.
Yeah.
Bombs away.
Case of deja vu. Yeah.
Tom is on
Let's
my side.
Try that again.
You can tell how much we've been playing this though, because we all have these stupid lines memorized.
I went
They're taking
to
the point.
I looked at my basically my Slash Blade, and I'm over 35 hours since last Tuesday.
Oh my!
Wow,
that's insane.
I'm close to that. I don't think I'm quite. What level are you now? Since the progression's in.
32, 33.
Yeah, you're ahead of me. I think I'm 25, 26, something like that.
Yeah.
So
that's not bad though.
No, and I've got friends that are like 48 or 49. I'm like, what are you people?
The
doing?
Highest I've seen is 70 something.
Holy
which is,
shite.
That's insane. I think it's people streaming for a living, or maybe account sharing so they can play, different people can play, something like that. I can't imagine.
That's somebody not contributing to society is what that is, because that's, geez.
Well, wait a second.
That's a lot.
They're contributing to the beta, which is helping Blizzard better the game, which in turn is making the world a better place. Yeah. So I wouldn't throw them under the bus.
I'm sure he spends some time each day writing down notes of things he saw that he has concerns about. And
they're providing data still.
I'm sure that's it.
He's just... The back-end analytics is enough.
Yeah,
I don't need to correspond. There's someone's job to go through the logs and figure out what worked and didn't
work. Okay, smart asses. How many comments have you put up on the forums, on the beta forums?
For this game, none yet.
Mine's just all about Tracer being racist. That's all it is. So,
all right.
Just a rant. Yeah. And they're always saying, you ever get a case of deja vu? It's like types and types here every day. Suddenly I sound like Russell Brower doing your voice, and I don't know why. But
really, was that? I thought you were like honestly doing Mary Poppins or something. That's crazy. But yeah,
no, he was doing Tracer, doing Mary Poppins, doing you,
doing Spamalot,
doing lots of Baron. Yeah.
So
cool.
So what was my point? I forgot. Crap.
Story.
Oh, story. Oh, okay. A couple quick things though. Kaplan confirmed something. For those wondering if any of this progression and these skins you've unlocked and these sprays you've unlocked and all these voice samples, if they're all going to stay after the beta and you've earned those already, the answer is no. Do not get too. His words were, "Do not get too attached to this stuff. It's being reset when the game launches, so you're going to lose all that stuff."
Curse you, Kaplan.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I don't have any that are amazing. I got a really cool.
It's a beta. It's expected, though, isn't it? Yeah. And we're not spending any real money yet. So normally they do what they did with Heroes and Hearthstone, where they say, okay, after this point, you can spend money, and then after this point, we're going to reset it, and you just get your in-game credit back to buy the stuff again.
Right. And I say that, but if I had that shark head pirate Roadhog, I'd be pissed that it was getting taken.
Yeah.
Because that is so cool. Or that the really hard legendary to get for Winston,
the Safari one.
Yes. It's so good.
Yeah,
he's got
cool.
That stupid really mustache cool. And everything. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know quite how that's kind of, you know, if any of these things are part of the story. There's like a punk Tracer and there's, you know, all these cool things. I don't know if we're going to see an animated short like in Tracer's youth.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just going to a gig.
Tracer Winston's
there, just coming back from Safari from the Victorian times.
And you have Gambler McCree with his mustache. And yeah,
sure.
I don't think so.
I did get the skin, or I almost bought the skin. I didn't do it, but the skin for Soldier 76 back when he was, I forgot his other name, but he was like.
Oh,
the,
you can't buy it. Morrison? It comes with the Origin Edition. Yeah. You can't buy it.
Oh, I thought it was in the store.
It is.
Oh,
it is,
you just can't buy it. Okay.
It's just displayed.
Yeah. I just saw it, and I guess I didn't look. But anyway, I assume when you buy that, he won't be so nearly as negative, right? He'll get it, and he'll be all, we've got to go. Get the pay. You know, he'll be way positive.
Yeah.
Instead of going, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Right,
kind of
being
thing.
Young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really young and happy to be here.
Which edition? The Collector's?
The Collector's one with the giant Soldier 76.
I have not, but I am
constantly tempted.
See, I don't
think you can
tempted.
Anymore.
Are we done?
For the PC version,
yeah.
They've all sold out. From everywhere I've looked, at least.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I've seen them for the consoles. You know, Xbox One and PS4 still around, but PC seems quite tricky to get your hands on.
Damn it. Nick and I, we have this deal where he wants it on console so that he can have it over there. And I said, why don't you just get it on your PC, dude? And he says, oh yeah, maybe I could do that. And then he said, but I think it'd be easier for me to get the statue thing. And I said, oh, okay. So we may end up doing that on console then if it's easy to get it there and let him play it. But we won't be able to play each other though. That's all going to be separate ecosystems as far as we know.
Like, yeah, of course.
There's no way controllers and keyboards, forget it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Microsoft Xbox and stuff, they won't allow it because, you know, you don't want that. Oh, it's better if you're on PS4.
Yeah.
It's more accurate than Xbox
and
the rest.
It's allowed for Street Fighter.
That's true, but then
Street Fighter isn't on Xbox, but
yeah, but you're not, but it's allowed, but no, but everyone's going to use a controller or a stick, right? Like
Of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying is you're not going to take a whole console base and say, here, play on the same servers with PC players. They just get decimated.
Right.
It could just be terrible. But nobody's playing. Nobody is. Maybe somebody is. But find me the guy who's playing Street Fighter V on a keyboard and I'll eat my hat. My gosh, dude.
No, of course. No one is.
WASD back and forth. What do you use to do your V Ultimate or whatever the hell it's called? Like, that's a nightmare. All right, some Kaplan stuff. He did an interview, and he said that by the end of March or early April, we will have ranked play in the beta. So that is coming. Don't get too excited because it'll get wiped also when the game comes out. Let's see, but that's good to know they're doing that. He says they are not done adding game modes, so that probably means...
Yeah, that was really interesting.
Yeah. What's your take on that? Do you think two or three more, one more? Like, what do you think?
No, I think one more. Okay. I think one more. The game doesn't
what
need...
What do you say?
Capture the thing? What? Do you think it's like capture the deal?
What do you reckon it'd be?
We've got King of the Hill. We've got Payload and we've got Point Capture. Capture the Flag would be the next one that would be logical. Their take on Capture the Flag, but
who
knows?
They didn't want to do that necessarily because of Tracer being so, and you know, so many characters
being
different immobility.
But what do you think of that idea? What do you think of that? What do you think of that theory where it's instead of Tracer or somebody grabbing a object and having her same Tracer abilities
get
to get back? Yeah, they get into like some kind of mech that puts them all on the same. Basically,
an Omnic.
Yeah, you become a payload, sort of, and they've got to usher you back. Your team needs to work together to get you back because you're not going to be able to fight like Tracer when you're in that mech or whatever. I think that's the way they handle it.
And you can only stay in it for 30 seconds or something, then you have to switch. Or it would be, yeah, it would be fun for sure. It's
complicated.
But yeah, that's the thing. It becomes a little bit complicated. Yeah. And it all comes from this great idea from this one guy on Reddit. And everyone sort of thought it was a brilliant idea. But it might, you know, I'm sure they're thinking about the different game modes they're going to add to the game. They've been thinking about it for a long time. And maybe they have completely different things that they have planned.
You could argue too that they did what we all thought they were going to do, which is make sort of a King of the Hill or capture and hold type mode, but we had no idea the implementation, and it's very different than anything that's come before. That 3-round mechanism, the same map, 3 locations sort of idea, like it's all very unusual, and you could argue on paper more complicated, but not really. So I'm all for Blizzard saying, or us assuming some sort of capture the something, and then them coming to us with like, oh, look at this twist no one's ever done before.
Absolutely.
I fully expect that. So bring it. He also says they'll be adding more people to the beta, so there are a lot of listeners probably who are going to be thrilled to hear me say that, because we still get people complaining that it's only streamers and YouTubers that have it right now for some reason. I don't know why. Most of the people I play with every day are not any of the things I just said. They're just normal.
Yeah, I think at this point the QQing has kind of stopped because a lot of people have been getting in. I think now we're kind of in a spot where it doesn't mean that everyone has gotten in, but it means that enough people are saying I'm in that the others aren't complaining that it's just streamers.
Sure. Finally, he made a quote that I think is important to talk about on the entire Blizzard front, okay? He said this: there is no such thing, they're talking about progression in the game, there is no such thing as a random loot system, at least not here at Blizzard. We are very careful about what we do, unquote.
And everyone who played Diablo 3 Vanilla looked at him and said, really?
Well, that's my question. Yeah, do you think there's no such thing as a random loot system in a Blizzard game, or is it all carefully calculated, algorithmically different?
Yeah, because you might want to have that weird intelligence build barbarian. It was, you know, it was very thought out at the time.
I think what he means is usually they have a weighting system that pushes towards rewards if you haven't gotten any in a while. Basically, it's the same thing in Diablo now, in Hearthstone, and I think that's it. Maybe in WoW, I'm not sure. But basically, if you haven't gotten an epic piece of loot or legendary in the loot boxes in Overwatch, I think at some point you're going to end up getting it, you know, every 10 or 20 boxes. You're going to get one. No matter what you do. I think in that sense, he's saying it's not completely random. Yeah. Because if it is, then you might have, you know, 100 boxes, there's going to be a certain amount of people in the world that are going to get 100 boxes and nothing but crap and no rare items ever. And they don't want that to happen. So I think in that sense,
they got
it's not
all
random.
The sprays.
Yeah, all the sprays.
All of them.
All of the sprays you can handle.
I can't get into the sprays. I'm sorry. I just don't know. I don't want to spray.
I like spraying. Okay, look, there's a lot of sort of countdown time when you're in the shuttle or you're at your starting point or whatever.
I kind of be trying to like shoot the basketball in the hoop or stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's what you should be doing.
That's true. Actually, in that shuttle thing, what you want to do is shoot those air tanks and have those go flying all over the room. Those are really fun to watch.
There are some everywhere. What I've been doing on Hollywood is trying to shoot the popcorn baskets with McCree and keep it in the air as much as I can. Basically,
nice.
Shoot it.
Juggling.
Yeah, juggling. And
I
managed to shoot
in front of
them
your team
twice, I think.
That's pretty good.
I bet everyone was saying, play the game. And it just cuts to Patrick at the beginning shooting popcorn.
I love it.
Exactly.
That's my favorite thing to shoot in the game is popcorn. I love that. Mm-hmm. Or to knock down the turnstile things at the movie theater, the roped pile-on things, whatever they are. I like to use the right click on Lucio and knock all that shit down. So when the game starts, it looks like somebody...
Or let's knock it down!
Or the bells in Dorado to play some music. yeah. for the more the artistic yeah. of us.
The Futurama more, theme.
Yeah, talented, certainly. Mm-hmm.
Sure. So, yeah, I guess my bottom line with the whole loot thing is nobody wants to flip a coin 10 times, call heads, and get tails every time. And I think that's what this, what they're basically saying is that even a perfectly, you know, random seems great because you're like, whoa, I found a thing that is so hard to get. There's only a 1 in a billion chance to get it. But the truth is that kind of sucks because you do, because think of all the times you didn't get it or all the people that never do because luck's not on their side or whatever. So I'm all for the way they do it. I think they do it better than anyone.
They look into crate waiting to help you get items for the characters you play more.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
So it may just be less so that random in terms of the quality, but more so in terms of like you play mainly Tracer and guess what? You just got a new animation. Sweet.
Yep. Well done.
Well, it's not in yet that waiting towards the characters you play, but yeah, it might happen. I'm sure there's
new legendary skins.
Rarity.
Yeah.
Yeah. New stuff
new legendary
coming.
Skins for all heroes and we'll be blown away. So Jeff Kaplan's saying that the next update's actually going to be really good.
Yeah.
So
I have a conspiracy in my head and I'm probably wrong, but I have this conspiracy based on what I've been receiving as skins and what my friends have been receiving.
Oh, I heard that.
That I think that they are weighting it currently toward pushing you to try characters you don't play very often because it seems like the only skins, both cool and legendary, that I've gotten are all on characters I don't play very often.
So how many characters do you play often?
I never play... It's not because I don't want to. I just haven't gotten around to like deciding when to, you know, train. Like maybe I need a solo queue, but I haven't done much with Symmetra. I haven't done much with Torbjorn.
No, but how many do you actively play that you would be happy to get something for?
5, probably.
Right, and there are 21. So statistically, you have a much higher chance of getting something if it's, you know,
No,
the
I think
same...
it's conspiracy. I think it's conspiracy.
Right, sorry.
No, that's my point. I think I'm probably wrong because most conspiracists are, but it still bugged me just a little bit that I got the best skin I got is a Symmetra skin and I've not even played her once in this phase of the beta. So anyway, and I think it just feels like it's a good way to encourage me to think about it. Like
spring 2016 launch though, guys.
Yeah.
Like spring is, we're in spring now it feels. The weather is crazy.
Yeah.
I think it shouldn't be done on time. It should be done on have the, like some of the trees started flowering. Yes. Okay, Overwatch release now.
Yeah,
you have to.
I'd be all right with it today.
Climate change suddenly celebrated across the world as it heralds the early release of Overwatch.
It is one of the first games in a very long time for me, maybe since I really got sucked into Heroes or maybe since Diablo 3, maybe whatever Blizzard game did it last to me, but it's one of these games where I just don't want to do anything but play this. It's just, I'm so freaking into it.
Street Fighter, I want to play, although it's doing a great job making me not want to play it. Mm-hmm. Heroes, yeah. I really want to play still. I haven't played it for a week. And, you know, all of these other games, and all I'm doing is playing Overwatch all the time. It's
such good fun. It's amazing. Really good fun.
So
I'm tinkering in the Legion Alpha from time to time, but it just Overwatch is just, boom, so good.
It's so good, man. Like, who's
so good.
Yeah, and we could talk about it forever, but we won't.
Did you guys talk about on the last week? I don't know when it came out. If you pre-order through GameStop in the US, you get like a sweet little baby Winston figurine.
Oh no, I didn't see that. Crap.
Yeah, yeah. So he's like
holding
he's a cool
little peanut
yeah,
butter
he's baby
thing.
Winston.
Does he have a little peanut butter?
Yeah,
his
you
hand?
Get him. Yeah, but
I don't think he does.
Butter, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He's that one.
I want. It's
basically the baby Winston pet from WoW, but as a mini figure.
I just want him to say, once more, into the breach, every time I get out of bed or whatever.
Once more,
the payload
into the
in motion.
Yeah, payload in motion. Come in here. You'll be safe from... What is he saying when he puts up his bubble? Get in here.
I'll protect you.
Oh, this will protect us.
Yeah, this will protect
us. He's so great.
So basically, the game is more or less... It's fairly close to the final game.
Yeah.
I think now that we have... One, you know, we have 3 different modes or 4 if you count hybrid as another mode. And we're going to have another one added, apparently. That's what he's implying, at least. I think I'm very happy with the way the game is turning out. And it could absolutely be with the, you know, if there's a ranked play system, I think it's also important. But, you know, a few more skins, legendary skins for everyone, a little bit more of that ranked system, one more mode. We could almost review it now, right?
Yeah,
I think
so. It's
basically done.
Safe to. I think you could do one of those like Polygon early reviews.
10 out of 10.
I'd give it a 10 out of 10 right now. I would.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, I totally would. I haven't had this much fun since Quake. I mean, that's just where I'm at. It's the shooter I've wanted for a very long time and haven't had. And it's they're killing it for me. Just absolutely loving it. I want to play it all the damn time. Like right now, I want to play it.
And it's frightfully accessible. That's what I think Blizzard have really done well, is I haven't seen a shooter probably since TF2 that felt as easy to pick up.
Yeah.
So,
and by the way, go play some TF2 now. It feels weird. Like, I guess what I'm saying,
it feels slower. That's what I'm saying. Like everything's a bit slower,
more slow, a little more static.
It still stands up. It's as old as WoW.
It's okay. It's an okay game. You know, don't get me wrong. I like that game a lot, actually. But this just feels like a whole new level for me above most other sort of shooter experiences. And the fact that it's set in this incredibly whimsical, crazy world with these really fleshed out, although hardly fleshed out at all, yet somehow they feel fleshed out characters, is just icing on the cake. And they cannot do much more to this to make me happy. So
I was playing Genji at some point. You might notice a pattern there. I was playing Genji and I killed Zenyatta.
Yeah.
And Genji was like, this time I have the upper hand, master. And you have all of those things. Even when you interact in the game as you're playing, you have that, you know, story being told. It's amazing.
It's really good.
10 out of 10 for me, too.
I'm bugged by Zenyatta right now because he freaks me out. He's too dogmatic. Like, character-wise, I mean. Like, he's a robot, but he's sure he's got religion, man. And it's a scary kind because he's a robot.
Well, he doesn't really have religion. He has kind of a spirituality.
Okay. Pass through the iris. Like, no, dude, I'm not passing through your iris again. It almost feels weird in there. Something's wrong.
It's a different kind of religion, isn't it, really? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's very strange. But, yeah, even him, they're just so... I guess he's a him, right? He's an it. He's not a him. He's an it.
He's an it. Yeah, exactly. Robot. Yeah. A genderless
robot. He feels
robot.
Very male.
Well, do you have a little robot wiener or no?
We don't know how
I don't
robots
know if that
work
really matters, Scott. Yeah. A rooster doesn't have a
meter. I don't
know, I kind
of want McCree
to... Yeah. I think that one of them needs to say to the other one, like, you know, like, I'm sorry I had to kill you, son.
Oh,
and it's,
man.
Oh, my God, that's his dad. Oh,
yeah. See, some of that stuff's happening, though. They keep doing it. Like, they keep dropping these hints. Like, McCree was the student of freaking Hanzo? What?
But no, that's not true. I'm sure you misheard. Scott.
I'm telling you, I wasn't the only one either. We were all in that room. We're like, what? He said, did he just talk to McCree and say that? And they were the only two there. Like, the only two characters in there. I'm telling you, man. And McCree replied and said some snarky thing.
I'm sorry for filing your tax return late. Oh, my God. He does his taxes. Oh, my God. There's just so much story to be told. Yeah.
I freaking love it. All right. We've gone a little long, so we're gonna head out of here. But thanks for being here, folks. We didn't do any calls
Dice
today.
Dice Tomato
but, yeah.
is saying McCree and Reaper is who it was.
Oh,
not
was it?
McCree. And, but it doesn't make a lot more
that
sense.
That doesn't make any sense either. Yeah, I didn't. Wait a minute.
Well, I can see that, yeah.
Reaper was training McCree?
Yeah, because Reaper's, before he died, you know, he was Soldier 76's commander. Yeah, he was, where was Reyes?
Blackwatch Reyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or so Shadow Watch.
Maybe I did hear that from him. Now that you're saying it, it's starting to ring. I couldn't remember. I thought it was Hanzo, though. Maybe it's because Hanzo kills me all the time. Maybe it's because his arrows are always sticking out of my corpse. Maybe that's why. Bastard. Freaking hate Hanzo.
The dragon swallows you.
Yeah. Every time. You've seen his wolf one? His wolf one's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, the skin.
It's actually the ultimate. When you have the wolf... special skin, the ultimate of the two dragons traveling through the level actually become wolves.
Yeah, and they go, yeah.
Does he change what he says, though? Because he says, like, may the dragon swallow you.
No, he does say something different. He says, the wolves have escaped with the something. He says something about wolves when he does it.
No,
he does.
Who let the dogs out?
He totally does. He totally says something about wolves. I guarantee you that. He totally does. And
there's the howling. But
he looks like Durotan, by the way. A little bit. I think that's the nod there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Got a little wolf thing. But I'm telling you, he says something about wolves. Oh my gosh.
All right.
I'm going to find
don't
it.
Get angry.
No, I've got to find it.
I thought you were going to say, I'm going to find you.
I'm going to find you, Patrick.
I'm coming for you, Patrick.
I'm too old for this soldier and shit. Hold on. I'm going to find it right here. So we say Hanzo, right? Hansa Wolf. Okay.
Ultimate.
Wolf Ultimate. Here we go.
Watch this Google Foo. Watch as he just finds this. And it's great radio.
Shoot.
Hanzo Ultimate Shout. At the end of the gameplay trailer. Oh, no, it's in Japanese. Okay.
Hanzo Gameplay Overwatch. Okay, Ultimate Wolf Simulator. What? That's not it.
Sounds good, though.
I can't find it. Someone will find it. I can't find it. I don't know where it is. Anyway.
So he said there's a Reddit thread here, and we all know that Reddit is always right.
Always.
Always right.
The guy says, he says the same, oh, it's wolves howling instead of the typical Yugawa Kateki Okurawa. And for me, I've heard it with him yelling it and then cueing the wolves howling. So I think there were both, but I still heard the same phrase. So we don't have an answer yet.
All right. It's
Scott,
still a big mystery.
Have to report.
Yeah, let us know. Chat room, you can get on this, you bunch of sleuths. Let's get out of here. It's going to do it for us. Thanks everybody for being here. If you want to participate in the show, we didn't do this today, but we will next week.
He says marked by the dragon. Does he say like peed on by the wolf?
Yes. Peed on by the wolf. Marked by the wolf is even better. If you're marked by the wolf, it means he peed on you. No, I don't know what it is. We got to find it. Anyway, call us 801-471-0462. Leave us a voicemail. Email us theinstance@gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts. All right, Patrick, what are you doing right now that you'd like people to know about before they go?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. Okay, so Not Patrick on Twitter and Facebook and FrenchSpin.com for the shows I host and do. And you can also go to amove.tv/overwatchers if you want to listen to the podcast I do with Garrett Wandrell, our good friend, all about Overwatch. We're going to do another episode in a few days here, yeah, talking about all of the beta.
Garrett's good people. That'll be a good show. Check that out.
Terpster,
what's going on? Anything with you, sir? What's going on over there?
No, not really.
Yeah?
No, just all. It's always the same.
Hypothetical Help. That's stuff. A good show. People should get that.
Oh, actually, yeah. I did this little indie podcast called Hypothetical Help. You may have heard of it. It involves myself and Mr. Scott Johnson from The Instance, if you've ever listened to that one. It's an okay one.
It's a sound effect show. Sound effect show, yeah.
And we answer real questions with real advice, but technically we have to legally say it's hypothetical because we don't want to get sued.
Right.
But we do want to have your support over at patreon.com/hypohelp.
There you go. I like that. That's a good pimping to do right there. I guess that's going to do it for us. Theinstance.net is the website. You can find Terpster on Twitter @_T, Patrick @NotPatrick, myself @ScottJohnson, and the show @InstanceShow. If you want more stuff just like this, go over to frogpants.com and check out the other podcasts. That's going to do it for us. For me, for Patrick, and for Terpster. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Mysterious reporting points to nefarious postseason travel. It's the Overly Dramatic News. I'm Hunts the Wind. With the victory of the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 50, we here at OGN were ready to put football behind us for the year. But today, a package arrived from an anonymous source. Inside was a DVD and a note claiming the DVD contained footage from Blizzard security cameras scattered across Draenor. The note also insinuated that it had some connection to the NFL. As an experiment, I'm going to watch the footage live now and describe it to you. Okay, this first camera is looking over a desolate landscape. Lots of green. We're definitely in Tanan jungle. There's a hunched over figure wearing a cloak and cowl walking towards the camera. Is that Gul'dan? Wait. That's not a cowl. That's a hoodie. There's an insignia on the front of it. By the light, it's Bill Belichick. He came to Draenor after losing the AFC Championship game? Now he's talking to a massive warrior, bigger than any orc. Oh no, Gronkowski? It all makes sense now. Spygate, Deflategate, all the controversy, decoys to disguise his true purpose. He's recruiting more soldiers for the invasion of Azeroth. Listeners, pay heed. If you go to a Patriots home game, beware and under positively no circumstances drink the green Gatorade slushies. I've got to warn Khadgar.
Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter @HuntsTheWind.
Greetings, gamers. This is Mewcow, a resident expert on a common gamer condition called altitis. Now that you have a growing alt army, let's have some fun in old raids. WoW has a lot of fun old content in the form of raids, and those raids are full of goodies. At level 100, any class can very easily run through just about every old raid so far, except those in Pandaria. These old raids are chock full of all types of gear, which can be stored later for use in transmog. If you hold on to the gear that fits your class, you'll be able to transmog with it, and in Legion, unlock the gear style for all characters of similar gear type. You can also pass around any non-bound gear to alts that can be used for their transmog, or even sell this gear on the auction house. Many of these old raids also have a chance to drop mounts and even battle pets as you take out bosses one by one. You also find it is rather easy to earn special raid achievements that might be part of a meta achievement that grants titles or even more mounts. In general, you will find you can gather a decent amount of gold during this process, provided you are looting everything you kill. And don't forget, once you finish with one alt, you have an entire army waiting to do it all again for fun and profit. If you have questions, tips, or want to discuss the topic further, find us on Twitter at altitus.net, and show notes can be found on altitus.net. On behalf of the Alt Army, we hope you find this information useful in the treatment of your altitis.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.